Current podcast.
Current podcast.
Current podcast. Find us everywhere you listen to podcasts. Now you get to see what it takes to create something for y'all to listen to and watch. I hope y'all appreciate it. Let's get it.
Cabrón.
What did moral of the story is
Kendrick
cabrón.
Lamar start in the music industry?
Cabrón.
Me pueden decir que where did this guy start in the music industry with
Kendrick or
everybody,
Drake and
everybody be dissing everybody, bro.
Bro, it's happening.
Quavo and Chris Brown.
Even The Weeknd threw shots at Drake.
I think it was Michael Jackson and Prince that started this.
I'm saying right now, as of lately, like nah, the latest, like right this latest now, wave seems, of kidding, like. Right
now, it seems like a lot of artists are against each other. Like they're all talking trash.
To be honest,
like gloves are all off.
It's in our blood, and as the United States, you know, we're going against Russia right now, and we're going against all these other countries. So it's just like it's a lot of.
You think it's because there was too much peace, or like fake peace, that you know it was like now we got to let it out. Like what's really going on?
Or do you think it's
nobody want to wear the mask anymore?
Like, oh, let's distract everybody from everything that's really going on. So everybody beef. From R&B singer to fucking rocker.
Everybody beefy.
Because even Sean Strickland's talking shit to MGK. He's like, just like a man. I'm like, bro, you're a UFC fighter. Mind your business.
Strickland's MGK one of those people
wild,
that...
bro.
He is wild, but
he blacked out his body, bro.
What?
He's a tattoo that's literally blacked out his body. I've seen that.
Yeah, he blacked out his body, bro.
¿Qué le pasa a
him? And then he did that blood thing, the blood sacrifice thing, with Megan.
Why does Megan Fox keep looking like she's getting like drained?
Did she finally leave him? I don't know, she was just trying to leave him.
I don't know, bro. They traded blood, bro. They bonded for life, dog. I don't know.
Illuminati.
That's crazy, bro. Hardcore Illuminati, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, I feel like there's been this wave of that. It started with Kendrick on the track with Future. And then, you know, we know J. Cole responded.
Technically, they've been throwing it at him.
No, they've been.
And he finally responded. That's the difference.
Definitely. But, I mean, when you look at these breakdowns on IG, we've been talking about these past couple weeks with Enzo, is like, you see how they've all, in little ways, have been throwing indirectas. You know what I'm saying?
Subliminals.
You know what I'm saying? And now we're like, oh, they've basically been talking about each other now and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
Well, I mean, this last time, Kendrick has always been the one to say, fuck it, y'all not going to say my name, or you're not going to say something that's going to directly put me in the line of fire. I will. So he, like, by him saying, fuck the big three, it's just me. We all knew he was talking about Drake and J. Cole.
Well, yeah, because they had the song that had came out.
But what do you guys think about what Kanye West hopping into this?
I mean,
Kanye
West
or the day before.
Well, for one, he's trying to hook himself to that noise, right?
But at the same time,
because the diss has already created enough noise and entertainment.
But at the same
Kanye is trying to come out with an album. Kanye needs that noise.
The album, one of them.
He needs that noise, and because he needs that noise, you hop on that noise.
You know why he needs that noise too?
But they also been beefing. Him and Drake been beefing for years.
You know why he also needs that noise though too? Because his clothing is also not doing well.
Well, people aren't liking it.
People are also been waiting months for it, and they're barely getting like those pods that they came out with. You know, like
I think
the
that's
shoes.
The best. That's the best item that people are giving the best reviews on. Everything else is.
But
like,
even
Kanye,
that,
what the fuck, bro?
Even
why
that,
this is PJ clothes. I ain't wearing
it's
this
getting,
shit out.
It's getting there late. From what I was hearing today, I was seeing one of the sneaker guys online was like, "Oh, I've ordered those slipper things a long time ago." And
but
he's
what do you
just
expect? You're paying $20 for these things.
It's crazy though,
and it's all like on order shit. It's not like it's mass produced. And then he's shipping it out. It's not. If you make an order, then it's going to get produced.
But that's yeah, I'm just saying, you need the noise for that reason, because of what's going on there. And at the same time, False Prophets is all about Kanye West. So this that song that J. Cole released like years ago, False Prophets, which was back in like what, 2016?
Mm-hmm.
That was all about Kanye West.
Because it was about Kanye West. Wale was getting some liberals.
Some, yeah, as well. Yeah,
but, I mean a lot of people. But Kanye West finally responds to J. Cole on like that, saying that if you listen to J. Cole, her pussy gets dry. So
and he released a meme that he put on his IG.
Oh shit! I didn't see that.
Yeah, the meme.
You didn't see the meme. Was where that, it, oh, where wait. Like the girl asked?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the
he did a meme to it as well.
But I don't know, man.
That's
the, and then there's not only that. There's also a beef with Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian that she went at her in this new album.
Yeah, exactly. That too.
I haven't even.
So let me tell you, she said it.
I'm gonna worry about
this
one.
This all stems back around. It's all connected back to Kanye West, and also because Kanye West. Who did Kanye West interrupt?
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor. Mm-hmm. So then, who does Drake use as his latest diss to Kendrick? Is Muse? No, was Taylor Swift again.
But also, remember the song Famous?
Uh-huh.
That's the song where he's like...
He's laying in the... They're like mannequins or whatever.
No,
and in that song,
he straight says it. He says, I think me and Taylor still might have sex. I made that bitch famous. Like,
right.
That's that. He said that bar in the Life of Pablo.
So this is the whole where that beef stems from. As far as like Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift. When that Famous song was made, Kanye West... called Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian was in the studio and recorded that whole thing.
I remember that scandal.
That became a scandal because what he said that he was gonna say in the song did not come out as what he came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just repeated what actually came out. Mm-hmm. He said something about like I hope I still get to have sex with Taylor Swift or some shit like that, and he totally flipped it to what Mauricio just said, and. Taylor Swift felt that was disingenuous of Kim Kardashian to post the whole conversation and then to make matters worse, not say what you said you were going to put in the song, to flip the script. And just because you said, she kind of said, that's not that bad. That's not mean. And then it was like, but one thing that shout out to my homie Eagle, I went to high school with this dude. He's a comedian. I seen this skit that he just released, a joke actually, where the joke is that the reason why Taylor Swift is as big as she is in this country, because she's breaking records with this latest album that has like 30 something tracks on it, is that she's an average white girl. She can't dance, she can barely sing, but she's so relatable because the white America is average. It's a comedian named Eagle.
Okay.
And he's saying that, and it makes sense though. It's like, she doesn't look like, oh, this is Taylor Swift. She's bad. She's not a dime. She's a regular white girl.
She doesn't look like that amazing.
Right. She's not. Yeah. But she just has like that look of her, like an innocent girl next door. But then she could write. If she really writes her lyrics, she could write her ass off, right? Because it's relatable.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's why she's hidden. It's not because it's like this overwhelming
Most of her songs, too, are all about relationships.
And that's what I'm saying. So, bitches, you know what I'm saying? I mean, females love that, you know? So... it's just interesting how he made a joke of it, and at the end he was like, "She can't dance." So, I'll send you guys the thing later. He dances like her, makes a dance like how white girls would dance, I guess, his impersonation of it, and that shit was fucking hilarious. So the whole crowd goes crazy.
Yeah, the song is called "Thank You, Amy,"
but it's capitalized. K is capitalized, and the I am is capitalized in the Amy.
Oh yeah.
So exactly. Everybody's like, "Oh, it's Kim." Oh, she's talking about Kim, and so that's that beef. Then we got Quavo and
Breezy.
And Breezy Brown. And then before that we had like Cardi B and like all the Lotto and all these other
I saw
like,
Cardi B at her. Someone threw something at her and she
wasn't that Nicki Minaj?
Oh, you're right. My bad.
That they threw like a gummy bear or something.
It was like a bracelet or something like that.
And she threw it right back.
The way she throws it looks like such a girl throw.
It's a girl. No, she did a baseball thing, bro. Like the posture and everything.
She flung
it. But it looked like such a girl throw to me. But yeah.
I mean, don't talk about the barbers like that, bro. They'll come for you. Just as bad as like not the beehive barber. Will come for you.
Oh, I'm not talking about
you don't want
a bad
the Swifties
way.
Coming after you either.
I mean, she was in all her rights.
Beef everywhere right now.
I mean, it's better than... who was it? I don't know. I think it was Cardi B. She threw a mic at somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, she threw a mic. Yeah.
In Vegas, I think it was.
Yeah, it was. But with all due respect, they threw some shit at her.
I mean, don't say one part and don't say the whole story, bro.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, it just
but
sounded
still,
like
throwing a mic, though, is crazy, though.
So did 50 Cent. Remember 50 Cent threw a mic?
Yeah, that girl got paid out.
In L.A., he threw a mic and it hit somebody.
That girl got
like
paid out, bro. It hit her, bro. The grill mark was there and everything. That was messed up, yo.
But...
because she got nothing to do with it. He was mad at his sound engineer.
He was mad at the guy that does your job.
Yeah, not me, but yeah, the person.
No, that's what I said. The guy that should be doing.
Bro.
Yeah,
giving you a bad reputation.
No, I was like,
you said you can't
do
sound.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
No, no, the guy that said the guy that has your job. So it's like a guy that I mean, I'm sure you would have not had that.
A guy that has my job,
like the sound guy at Dreamville that didn't know what he was doing too.
No, how about that girl at the Coachella that didn't know her set? She was fucking up.
That was Elon Musk's ex-girlfriend.
Bro, she was DJing. She was like, I don't know how to use this software. It's complicated. I don't know how to do math.
She didn't know how to use the BPM.
No, this is when you get the job and you don't know how to do the job. So then you BS it when something goes wrong, bro.
But this is why a lot of people have issues with the technology that we have now, is because a lot of shit's going down where you just have to like press buttons, and it's not like skill or even a listening ear. And DJs, as far as like the backlash I heard from that, was that DJs were saying that you have to listen to your tracks, like listen to everything you're about to mix, bro. So that it synchronizes. But
especially if you are doing it live,
DJing is mixing BPMs, bro.
Right,
BPM
exactly.
From one song.
We have the technology now to match the BPM so that you don't. This doesn't happen.
The problem, with her is that the new technology has like a reader that lets you know, like, hey, this song has this BPM and this song is this BPM. So if you're just relying on the reader, which is what most people do nowadays, you don't have the practice to then do it yourself.
You don't have the by ear effect.
Yeah, that's why she was doing the whole BS of like they're up by two tempos and. I can't, you know, do the math in my head and you don't have the ear to know that this song is at this BPM and this.
I mean, but that
kind of
goes into that could have happened to Shaq, that could have happened to not Taylor Swift, to Paris Hilton. It could have happened to.
We don't know that because we got to figure out. Like you got to figure out if they know that much,
right? But that just goes into the fact that a lot of people.
Because from what I heard is at least Shaq used to DJ before that.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's knowing your gear too. Yeah. I have to say.
My point is like people like to associate because of who they are in another app in another field that they could just
walk into another
thing, and it's like, oh shit, it's just DJing, it's not that hard. And it's like, nah, bro, people really put years and sweat and tears and dedication into the certain crowd.
It's funny to me though, because
you have to know what
now
the crowd wants.
No diss to DJs or anything like that, but this has also been a thing too where it's like there's also pre-made mixes as well.
True.
No, but
you know
that's
what I mean?
The people were saying, the DJs were saying that, like, damn, she couldn't even have that ready.
Exactly, yeah,
where
bro.
You could add another USB, you have it ready, so if anything goes wrong, you just plug that
switch
in.
Switch the backup,
in.
Yeah.
Usually you already have it there just to be like, bam, you know what I mean?
And then when somebody said, how do you not have Elon Musk to pay for these sick-ass lessons for you to get right with this?
Because that's her ex, bro. It's no longer.
But he's been taking care of all his exes. Even then, like, that girl that...
The other thing is, too, that they started... A lot of DJs started making, like, memes or videos making fun of it, where it's
bro,
like,
they made mixes off of it, bro. My homie today showed it to me,
where
bro.
I saw this other female DJ where, like, she made this whole video where she's at the club and she's, like, mixing. And then her cameraman, by mistake, presses one of the buttons on her board. And then she just starts mixing herself. Like, and she's like, oh, he messed up, but I knew what to do. You know, like, and you know, it's staged.
You become the butt of the joke.
But it's like everybody's making those type of, like, you know, jokes and memes just because they're like, you know, she messed up and she couldn't do it. We all could do it, you know?
It's crazy. You know who didn't become the butt of the joke this week?
Who?
MGK. Do it all day.
Nah, check this out.
Wearing all white.
Blessed.
Looking all
highly
good.
Highly favored. I'm blessed. Highly favored. That kid right there, man.
I don't think Enzo's taking this pause seriously or not.
Bro, I literally
left hook.
I was telling my friends that like that moment is like one of the best comedic moments where it's like I could have seen that on like The Office. Like that's what that moment seemed like to me. Cause it reminded me of The Office where he's just like up in here, and the other guy's like, I don't think he's taking this seriously.
Can I give you guys a glimpse to the who I think the real Ryan Garcia is?
Who
did you guys see the last face off where they were about to fight? Like right, I think it was the last weigh in or something. They're about
or
to fight.
Or he drank the apple cider. And everybody thought he
was
drinking beer.
Of that, and then he was like, come on guys, none of that funny business. You didn't hear that?
I don't know.
We gotta fight. We gotta fight this weekend. None of that funny business. But the voice that came out of that kid, I was like, Oh, that's Ryan. That's the real Ryan right there. All this other antic shit that we're getting. And like, you know how in the beginning when he was on the Pat Bad David, his voice was all like deep and he was trying to like do this
wrong he's all shit. Calm.
And then like, it was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then like, fucking, I'm telling you, go back to that clip. And he's like, fuck, guys, we have a fight this weekend.
It was all squeaky and everything.
Fucking, it was fucking so preppy, bro. I was like, that's the Ryan that I know. That's your voice. That's not this other shit. But this is fucking crazy that... Bro, he made the dad look bad. He made the boxer look bad. He made anybody that's rocking with Devin Haney look bad.
Mm-hmm. Bro, honestly, anybody I spoke to about the fight was like, oh, like, Ryan's about to get washed. Like, nobody was giving him a shot. Like, I was going for Ryan. His trolling was so, worrying me.
Yeah, but it was making like, me kind of like consider like, damn, I'm gonna look ridiculous because this is the second time I'm
going. No, here's the thing. Let's be real. Everyone wanted him to win. But no one wanted to say it out loud. Nobody wanted to say it out loud.
He was making it hard to root for him, especially in the press conference where he goes up. He's like,
"Suck my dick."
No. He starts off like, "Jesus Christ, thank you so much, Jesus Christ. I love you, Jesus Christ. Love you, Jesus Christ." And then after like a couple of months, "I'm gonna put my dick in your mom's mouth and shit." I'm like, "Bro, you're making it really hard to root for you right now, bro."
No, like, definitely, and as a believer,
so
too,
hard.
Like, you'd be like, "Damn, bro! Like, I know, we're all sinners, but damn, bro!
Like, in the
you're
same
down near
breath,
borderline like, blasphemous, and then not even only in the same breath, you went off there, and then next year you're like, oh, Kylie Jenner, holler at me, you're my new girlfriend, and then another girl. It's like, oh,
don't drink Prime. That's what happens.
And
when
he's
you
trying
drink
to
Prime.
Denounce the Illuminati. Like, come on, dog,
bro. But that's the thing that started this all." He went on a Pat Bad David show and said all this stuff about the Illuminati and all this.
Yeah.
And then goes on Twitter rants.
Remember the audio?
48 hours after
with
that.
Tate?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, bro.
Like he's talking to Tate and doing all this stuff.
And then Tate's like, I can talk, but I don't want to.
Right, like, come on, guys. This is not the shit that we should be talking about. And then, I don't know. He said a lot of stuff that it ended up coming out like, yo, we're going to expose this shit. And then guess who got exposed shortly after? Or who got the ball dropped on him? P. Diddy. And then the guy that he was fighting had P. Diddy, like, they parted together. Something about if you go back and read the caption, it's like, you only get in, capital N, these parties if you're cool with Diddy or some shit like that. Devin Haney has said that. So I'm like, bruh. And then the way that just the fight goes down, like, Ryan gets...
Bro, in the first round,
he gets
too.
Staggered. In the second round, Ryan gets punched. Where
he
like,
gets staggered.
Come on, bro. Let's go.
But I'm talking about when he rocks him in the first round.
That was in the first round. That's what I'm saying.
When
and then
Haney
in the second
rocked.
Round, he returns the favor.
But he didn't
that turned up Ryan like a different... Like, it was weird. Oh,
he was doing a lot of antics and everything to it.
But you know what's interesting? Did you see the tank fight?
Yeah.
With Ryan?
We watched here.
So you remember... You guys remember... Yeah. Do you guys remember something that Tank did to Ryan that Ryan now did this fight? You guys
hydration clause?
No, that wasn't in this fight. It wasn't a clause. But you don't remember something in the fight?
The distance with the hands.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
The way UFC fighters do when they put out their hands and they control the opponent's hands.
Right, but usually in boxing. It's very rare that you'll see people usually have their hands together.
Yeah, close to their face.
Tank was doing that to throw off Ryan. Right? So when I'm looking back now, because I rewatched the fight yesterday, Ryan picked that up not only from Floyd, but from Tank, because after the fight, he was trying to be buddy-buddy with Tank. Mm-hmm. So to me, the strategy of Ryan to think long-term, like, yo, I'm going to be in this sport for a long time. I just got beat by a better fighter, boxer. Let me go learn something from this dude.
Because he also had that jog with Mayweather and
all
that
stuff. That's
what I'm saying. Like,
he went with Floyd and Tank, and then he learned from that loss. To go up, I'm telling you guys.
His shoulder roll got better too.
Nah, bro, he's throwing that ass back.
He was literally.
No. I'm saying
Sean O'Malley was clowning on him.
Yeah,
no, it looked better than before though.
He still needs to improve. In the Duarte fight, it looked a little better because his ass wasn't being thrown.
Bro,
fight,
he was throwing his
he
ass.
He was literally turning around. But the strategy, it was throwing off Haney, bro. It worked. Like it wasn't. It didn't look like a Philly shell.
All I'm gonna say though is, the New York State Athletic Commission got to look at that ref, bro. That ref was.
Oh, he should have.
He should have.
Second knockdown.
I saw that.
When he planked low key, he should have.
I saw this thing that a video where it was like, I think in the seventh round or something like that, where Devin Haney throws his hands up and the cameraman is trying to get into the ring. Like, they were like almost ending the fight and whatnot. And it's like they were like trying to take it away from Ryan, well, bro.
Ryan was also telling Bill throw in the towel, and Bill was like just standing there watching it, bro. Shit was crazy, bro. To see that, like I said, it just is astonishing to see somebody go that crazy on the troll side, and then like, but something my brother said earlier that really made a lot of sense is like for the.
Do you think he learned from Sonnen?
From that Sonny Liston and that whole thing,
Sonnen, you think that's what it is or what?
What? No,
from UFC.
What I was telling Enzo was that Muhammad Ali, back when he fought Sonny Liston, he did very similar stuff, bro. Like he was acting out of character. You know what I mean? He acting very crazy, and like they were saying that it was because he realized that the only thing that would scare Sonny Liston was to show you show him that you're not scared of him, and then be crazier, because Sonny Liston was a big ass dude. Mm-hmm. So like that's how he was able to do it, and then play that psychological
game. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like talk a lot of crap, bro.
Do you think Haney felt relaxed?
Muhammad Ali went as far as to go to the guy's house at midnight, bro, mm-hmm. and just be outside honking and talking shit to him, bro.
So do you think that Haney felt relaxed because he was seeing Ryan this crazy?
Yes.
He's not serious. Yeah.
And one thing that I feel like Devin definitely thought before the fight, I definitely thought this, and that's one thing I was going to say right before we went into the little tangent or you guys spoke, was Devin is a definitely better boxer than Ryan. I'm going to say that off rip. But the thing about Ryan is that he has the puncher's chance.
He got the
and
power.
And he's getting better. Exactly.
He got the chance. Speed and the power. Yeah.
And he's getting better at boxing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not somebody that's like, fuck it, I'm just going to rely on this. Like, clearly he's getting better at boxing.
He's adding different tools. But
the whole hand thing, throwing it into Devin's face.
Which is a UFC thing.
It threw him off. Yeah. And then it was like a... He basically reacted to his reaction. Okay, I'm going to throw you off. You're not going to react to it. I'm going to rush you. Because in the first knockdown, if you remember, he had the hand out, has it out. Devin doesn't knock the hand out of the way, doesn't move, doesn't do shit. He's just standing there. And then this fool throws the next, he has a hand and then just throws the next one. Boom! And you see his head just go, pow! And then it's like, boom, he starts rushing that fool. And then that was the first knockdown. I was like, oh, shit.
It was crazy to me because that fool just kept throwing the hook, too. Like, that's all he was throwing for the most part.
But if you go back and, like, look at the tank fight and Ryan, it's the same thing that happened to fucking Ryan. Mm-hmm. Ryan did not know what to do with that hand in his face. Mm-hmm. And what Ryan did was the opposite of what Devin did, which was he started throwing. But he got caught because his defense as a boxer isn't fucking the best.
Especially when he's going back.
Yeah.
At all. He leaves himself open. And fucking Tank is a... If you're on the floor, you're going to study. You're watching shit. And he saw that opening and sat his ass down.
I hate that. I mean...
And then the rehydration clause, obviously.
Ryan took the big risk on that fight. Like a huge risk. But I appreciate that he did that. Because... boxing really needed that. Boxing really needed that fight, because after that fight is when I believe Bud Crawford and Errol Spence signed up to fight. And it was just like, bro, there had been a hype ass fight like that in a
because
long
time. Because that was a fight
time,
that
bro.
The crowd actually wanted.
Yes, bro. Yeah. And it's not even because Ryan was up there. It was just the two names were just it. You know what I mean?
The biggest names that are out there that people actually want to see.
You know what
I'm saying?
But
because they're from different organizations, they didn't know, like, they had to come into an agreement if they're going to be able to do this
fight
or not. Yeah,
and again, it was a big risk for Ryan, and I have to give him the biggest props for it, because at the end of the day, like I said, it's opened up that a lot of fighters are now being more competitive, promoters are being more competitive and willing to take a risk and whatnot. But the other question is maybe
they even run it back.
I mean, right now, that's something that Ryan said. He's like, there's no way I'm fighting at 140. He's like, you catch me at 147 because it's too much of a cut weight. And he was at 135 throughout his camp for Tank, bro. That's crazy.
But that was because, again,
the clause.
It goes back to who was A-side.
Yeah,
so
that's...
Like you said, he took a huge risk in making the fight and saving boxing, but...
I don't think he took an L necessarily. Like, overall, it was an L on your record, but it was like a necessary L, like you said.
But the thing is about, I think we're in the post Floyd era. The post Floyd era brought us a 50-0 fighter, a guy with an unblemished record, a guy that even on the box office was fucking stellar, right? Mm-hmm. So
because people want to see him lose.
But everybody else as a boxer, as an athlete, is now aiming at that. It's almost like when you see somebody kill, like when they kill a fucking
Olympic, he became the pinnacle, basically. The pinnacle.
Yeah. So now everybody now wants to be 51-0.
Emulate
52-0. Or get to that point. What was Devin's whole thing? That he wanted to be the next Floyd. But what Ryan is teaching this new generation is that you could be okay and take an L. Floyd got what he got, and he got his card dealt, but that was because he set himself up like that.
And I think now they're trying to... isn't Tank undefeated?
Tank is undefeated.
So I feel like they're trying to kind of make him the next one.
But that's because...
Now how many fights is he in?
He's got like 30 fights, I think, or something like that.
Something like that.
What's the record? I'll check it out. But I don't know, man. Tank already said on Sunday, he said after the fight, he said... that Ryan should retire. He's starting to talk shit again.
29-0.
He's what?
29-0.
Oh, so yeah, he's about to get
there. He has a Khabib record right now.
That will still be a crazy record to go out on top with, because he has a lot of legal record issues right now. Tank does, but Tank just tweeted Ryan should retire now because if he wants this again, he gonna get hurt. That's what he said. Something of that fashion. But
because they're both gonna improve.
But I feel like Tank is still ways above. Because it's almost like I taught you these pointers. If I'm going to still get better.
That's what I'm saying. They're both going
to
improve.
I would like to see it without a right hydration clause at a weight where, like, let's say, like, at this 143.
So the
something like that. I know that. Isn't that for a lot, Tank, for a lot for him to go up in that?
The reason why I feel like Tank, he can probably go up there and weight, but the reason why I feel like it would have helped.
It would slow his speed.
That and the power wouldn't be the same because the stature is different. One guy is naturally like 5'5", 135, 140. That's what he naturally can walk around with. Maybe most is 160. And then the other guy is naturally, 5'8", and he can get up to 175 if he wants to. Even though he's saying his limit is 150, that's the most he's naturally got to. I think Ryan could gain more weight if he wants to. He has the stature to fill in more into his body. Tank is 29, bro. His body is what it is already. He's not like, it's not going to expand. He can't get taller anymore. Like, Ryan is 5'8", and he can still grow into that build where he's going to be a solid guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you see Canelo, he was kind of like how Ryan was, the stature 147, I think is when he started really making these. I think he fought Floyd at 147.
I think it was.
And that was his thing. And then now, look, he went to light heavyweight, so he fills into that body, but you have that stature, like. It's almost like I'm not trying to put Biden on the thing, but like Biden's his way, right? If he puts the 150, he can fight a 150-er, but he's a smaller man by stature. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So Tank by stature, if you even go up to 147, yeah, that's the weigh-in thing, but you can rehydrate the next fight the next day and get 10 pounds. Those 10 pounds for a guy that has a smaller stature would affect them a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like Tank was smart in the sense of doing the rehydration clause in his fight with Ryan because he understands that I'm a smaller guy by nature. Like I'm not gonna get that much bigger even with rehydrate.
I think this is crazy because it was like having to keep him at that weight throughout his camp was like,
well, he had to stay around that weight so that he makes weight when it's time to make weight. You know what I'm saying? Because you're gonna weigh in twice. You're going to weigh in officially, and then the commission's going to weigh you right before you go officially. So
And even in that one, you have to be at 135?
When the commission, you have to be at that. Then the tweets start coming out. Oh, he made weight. He missed weight. And then you go to the press conference, and then you do the face-off. That's when he did the beer and shit. By that time, we already knew. Me and my boys were already talking like, damn. And then there was already an arrangement that they had said 1.5. The day before or some shit like that.
No, they had said 500K per pound.
Right, so he ended up
getting 1.5, yeah.
Because he went 3 pounds over and shit.
And then Haney said he kept his word.
I mean, but he bet $2 million on himself, made
12. Yeah.
12 or, oh shit, I heard 12 today. I was like,
bro, man, I don't know. Shout out to Ryan, though. That was.
I'm mad I didn't bet on him.
I know, right?
I'm mad I didn't bet on him. That's one that I should.
And he was an underdog.
That's what I'm saying. He was hardcore. We should have bet on him, man, like, because. Fuck. Like I said, as a boxer, I thought he was an outboxer.
There was a guy who put like 400 something. He made like 5 something. 5K off of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm so upset that I doubted him because of his antics, but it's boxing, man. Like, you got to sell these fights nowadays. You got to be kind of a troll. You got to have a 6'9".
You got to entertain.
Yep.
You got to entertain. Yeah,
man. That was an iconic moment in the boxing world. They're talking about
any guy who doesn't entertain, so look at anything in UFC, we go, he's a boring champion.
I mean, I was telling people when I was watching the fight that Devin Haney puts me to sleep when I watch him sometimes.
Straight up.
Because he's just a boxer. He's like, he's going to get his points and he's going to get out. He's not going to try to hurt nobody. And
what do you think is next for Devin Haney? You think they run this back?
Devin Haney should definitely go
fight. Do you think he's lucky?
Shakur Stevenson now.
Do you think that he's lucky that Ryan didn't make weight? Because he would have lost his belt?
Possibly. That is a lot of luck right there that he... But I feel like Ryan didn't... He doesn't care about the belts. Ryan really want money, bro. Because somebody that wants the belts, you making weight. Mm. It's 3 pounds. He could have took a shit and made weight.
It's no doubt. Could have took a shit, could have gone on for a run. Could have
done something, bro.
Could have done enough to make 3 rounds. He could have made
that weight that day. Tell me I'm lying. You should be pounding like 3. If you took a good ass meal, you
and ate. I think that was the extra bluff he needed to just really to put throw him throw off. Danny off.
Because he's like, oh, he's really not focused. He didn't make weight. I'm a professional. That's all he said the whole fight. Devin was saying, I'm a professional. I'm a professional. I'm a professional. How professional was that you got your beat by somebody that was playing the card of not playing professional? Of playing like...
And that literally said he carried that whole fight because he got everybody invested in it.
And I think he did. Devin wasn't selling... Devin was making me... It was a conservative perspective. And... Ryan was just like out of like, is this guy okay?
Yeah.
Like there was people saying that he should not fight that fight, and he fucking went in and fought. So,
yeah, but, bro. Yeah, I would like to see what's it called? First of all, when we're talking about Tank, I think that it would be interesting to see Tank versus Pitbull again, because that was the guy that gave him
the best fight
for sure. Sure.
And, he didn't knock him out. He didn't knock him down. They didn't. Yeah, it was the best fight he got.
That, I would say that one right there. And then
and that's another guy that, like, again, that stature, they're the same stature.
Yeah.
They're the same physical specimen. Yeah. They'll match perfectly. But as you can tell, any other fight that he's had, Tank is kind of looking up at his opponent.
So it's interesting because 147, isn't that Earl Spence's weight class?
Yeah.
So would you see Ryan fighting these guys? Yeah, but
after the loss that he took, he can't make 147. It's just too much out of him. He has to go up to 154.
But Crawford's going up too.
Yeah, but that's again, that's because August. At a certain age, draining yourself to that much, fuck.
There's another thing as well. Yeah, man, that's an interesting right there because like we're talking before you left right now is that fight afterwards came after the Tank fight and it pushed boxing even to another one because man, like. Bud Crawford exposed Errol Spence too, because Errol Spence, you could say, was the more boxer, if you will, almost, as far as like technically speaking. Bud Crawford is more of the brawler, almost, if you will. And, you know, that was also an exposure that we saw last year in the boxing world and whatnot. And
but that's the thing. I feel like a boxer that fights a heavy handed fighter can get exposed because the fucking if you get hit by a rock, bro, that shit hurts.
That shit hurts for sure.
And that shit will be like will
get tested.
You know what I'm saying? You used to touching people with the jab. You used to just like moving and then you get touched by some fucking manos de piedra like back in the day with Duran. Like he used to fucking make people be like, oh shit.
Now do you guys think that Sean O'Malley really has two more good fights to give us in the UFC before he's able to have that mega fight with like a boxer like Ryan? Do you think that's something that really happens?
Something that he should do.
Well, he said it today. He was like, give me two really good more victories in the UFC, and then that'll get my name to the where like, it can be to be. Because he was... What he was saying is that you need two A-sides to make a Floyd Mayweather Conor fight.
No, definitely, but what fights...
he's not going to get
what
there,
what fights
bro.
In the UFC will garner that for him?
Nah, not at the division I think
if he defends his title again...
Against who, though?
Marab. If he defends Marab but good,
Marab
and then...
Marab doesn't have the pool to be like, oh, like that you say, the A-side versus A-side.
Marab right now, though, I want
to... The reason why Conor was able, he had two fights with Nate Diaz.
Let me finish what I'm going to say. Marab, first of all, right now, he's one that's actually when it comes to the name wise, he's trying to get his name out there. If you follow him on social media, he's doing that part to get his name more out there.
Yes, see it, I agree.
And then when it comes to the when it comes to the styles make fights, and that's the next fight that in his division at least.
You said two, so yes, that's one. And his, what's the next one?
Him moving up to featherweight and beating someone there. Same thing, basically.
But who's the someone?
Right the, now, it would, problem, be, it would be Topuria, Max. Between those two guys, whoever is the champion at that time. The but biggest, those two guys with problem, Sean O'Malley, those two names would
go ahead, go
would
ahead.
Garner something. Especially the if Sean O'Malley is champ, it's another.
All right, you gave your point. You gave your point. That division that he's in doesn't have title names, bro. He's not gonna get the fame he needs in order to cross over in that division.
And after two fights,
doesn't strike twice in one thing. Look what happened to Francis Ngannou, bro.
Nah, bro.
Look what happened to Francis Ngannou. He got lucky.
The reason Conor got that fight is that he was fighting huge names.
Nate Diaz twice
in UFC, bro.
And then on top of that, after that, the persona it was easy to translate.
I agree with you. If he moves divisions,
yes, that's why I said two fights. He needs one more title defense for sure. Before he even goes up, before he does featherweight, he needs one more title defense, especially a guy like against Marab because of his style.
I don't think
because of his style. Let me paint it to you. This picture.
He gonna have to.
He beats Marab, and let's say that
but he has to beat Marab in like a knockout fashion.
Yes,
not with a kick.
Let's say that in this hypothetical. The featherweight title fight that he gets is Max Holloway, the guy that just did what just happened 2 weeks ago at 300. And then he beats that guy and becomes champ. His name definitely gets up there, bro. It gets up there for sure.
Not with boxing casuals, though. That's where I'm thinking. He has to, because like...
Well, you got to think about it in this... You got to think about it in this realm, though.
Like, Conor had a different, aura, bro.
Yes, but the thing about it now, though, you got to think about it, though, is the social media effect that wasn't there when Conor and Floyd fought. They fought, yes, because...
It was definitely
there. Not the way it is now that Sean and Ryan are, like, more of that influencer type thing.
Conor was like the first influencer, low key, because that he ended up getting a brand with Proper 12
he's not the influencer that we're talking about. That a lot of their following comes from that. A lot of Conor's followings came from MMA fans. I'm talking about.
So did Ryan and fucking. You think this fool had to start?
No, bro. This guy last time we talked about it, he was like, "No, Ryan, I know him as a social media guy."
That's him, but I'm a boxer.
That's a lot of people though. A lot of people though see it the way same way is that is that they got to know Ryan. They got to know Ryan.
Hold on.
They got to know Ryan because he was doing the punching challenge that he did today again with his security.
I agree with Maury on that.
Because he's
not why he was known though.
But that's why. You're saying casuals, Enzo. You're saying casuals. He's a casual. Yeah.
But that's
he's a casual.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said casual boxing fan.
Yeah, casual. Yeah,
casual
exactly.
Boxing fan knows who Ryan is, not because of TikTok that he keeps doing.
Yeah. No, that's literally.
No,
he was doing the speed bag.
Casual boxing fan is what he is. He keeps watching boxing fans because he doesn't know all the fighters.
He's more invested, bro. Because how many times?
Exactly, and that's what makes him casual. Because he sees. Oh, it's a big fight. They have it on. Like
that's
exactly,
a casual.
That's a casual. Ooh,
he's more of a dedicated fan, bro. How many times has Byron been like on a Thursday? Like, yo,
exactly.
This guy's about to fight, and I'm like. What the
point.
Fuck so on a
look,
Thursday?
Look, listen to what you're saying. So, right with that being said, he's gonna see Ryan in his first few fights coming up. He's gonna see Devin in his first few fights.
But that's not a casual fan. That's more of a fan already.
By the time he gets to where he's seeing the punching, the shit that he's doing that he saw, he's already seen him 10 times. That's what I'm saying.
But
that's
he's not the casual. He's more frequent. How does that make him casual? Casual means casually watch here and there.
Okay, a casual exactly.
No.
And you don't know the name. But a fanatic, which is more something that I know, I am, that's the difference. That's what I'm trying to get you to explain, understand. There's people that live and breathe, like you. You live and breathe UFC, right? Mm. Look, you got a UFC shirt on right now.
But casual, I wouldn't consider him a casual, though. He's more of a casual. Hey, all right, so then what is Manny? What is Manny in this equation?
Look, let's ask the man then.
So what is Manny in this equation? So tell me what Manny is in this equation.
When you send those links, bro, do you know who's fighting in that card? Or you just see, oh, shit, there's a boxing fight. I'm going to watch it.
I know who's fighting in the card.
You know exactly who's
at least,
fighting.
At least one.
At least one. But how many people in a card for a boxing match? Tell me that once you start watching. Just to get to your fight. Because Tank, again, a casual fan's going to know Tank because they're not watching Tank for Tank. They're watching Tank because of Floyd. Same thing with Ryan. Ryan was in under other people's undercards. That's how you get to know these people. Not because you saw him on a 15-minute second. That's what I'm saying. By that time, that's why he got able to do those things. And fucking, oh shit, he got to see him. But fool, it was so much other shit before that that a casual fan's going to watch him because you're watching the casual, you're casually watching the prelims because you're waiting up to see the big Canelo fight. And who did Ryan fight under when he was coming up? Canelo.
But I, for me, the casual fan is the one that, because again, what would you call Manny in this equation then?
Kind of, yeah, like a casual, but like, not like a fucking, he's not a fan, bro. He doesn't know all the fighters. He's just watching it because it's on, but he's not one to just fucking, oh, I'm gonna watch the fight right now. That's why I said the difference in Biden, bro. Because Biden knows one fighter, but he doesn't know all the fighters and shit. That's and a casual
neither
fan.
Neither does he, though.
Hey, bro.
And then there's fanatics. Hey,
Byron is casual formal, bro.
Casual formal.
Hey, shit. I've never heard of that.
It's a new one. It's a new one, huh?
Y'all both of me are casual formal. Y'all not he just fans it, of fucking
boxing.
He just
put
boxing.
It in dressing terms. You're casual formal. And
nah,
casual, casual.
Because I've known Byron my whole life, and Byron just started sending links, bro. I've been watching fights my whole life, though.
Oh, man.
I've never seen you guys be like, oh,
okay, so Byron has done that at least a couple times, a handful of times. Manny has never sent a boxing link.
And that's what makes him a casual. He's only watching it because he's around us and we're watching
and
it.
And he's watching it because it's going to be a bigger fight. Casual, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm
but
saying.
Then they're on the same fanatics.
Spectrum. That's what I'm saying. On the same, they're on the same level. There's fanatics. Like, you're more of a boxing fanatic than I am. I would say I'm a little bit above of a casual boxing fan because if we're saying names...
But you understand the level
of
trying to say.
If we're saying names,
like,
I know
mean.
A little bit
saying,
more
like,
of names
you
and whatnot.
The same word,
but I feel like...
Intro level casual.
Like,
there's fucking mediocre
like
level casual.
Casuals.
There's fucking expert casual. And then
and
there's
maybe,
like...
And I feel like he's
once
just...
Once you start buying a fucking card, then you're not a casual anymore. You're
no,
invested.
You're invested in this
all right,
shit,
so
for
if
sure.
You're still streaming something
and
for free,
that's
you're a casual.
And that's why
I'm
saying he was a casual.
I'm just being real with you.
Yes, bro. For sure.
So you're a casual because you be streaming UFC fights too then?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Because if you're invested, you're like,
thank
hey,
you.
Man, I want this guy to get
what,
my money.
You know what it is?
Because I know where
I
it's
am
going.
I am invested, actually, because I have ESPN Plus. So I watch all the UFC fight nights on UFC,
and
I pay
for them
my
their
shit.
Pay-per-view points. That's fucked up.
No, as of the last few ones, I have been contributing to your
yes,
pay-per-view.
We all have.
So I have changed that in 2024. And when it's had to be necessary, I have bought one, too. And look what I'm wearing today, all right?
He already pointed that out, by the way.
You're a casual expert, not sure.
I am definitely.
You guys died after I said casual.
I definitely support
UFC into that shit.
I want to make it's one word.
Camera, Byron.
It's one word.
Or he's a casual
broad fan base, bro. Like,
let me find a.
Like,
yeah, go for it. You're on camera.
There has to be a different word for different spectators. Like, yeah,
spectator. That's a good one.
Yeah.
There's a spectator. You're just a spectator. You're just here because it was what to do
watching.
That night.
He's a part-time fan.
He's a part-time casual fan.
He's an impermanent fan. He's an occasional fan.
Occasional.
He's an irregular fan.
Irregular sounds
he's a
good.
Freelance sick fan.
Ass. Freelance? He's like, I'm going to sign up to this one today.
He's a temporary fan.
It's true. Though. It's only when the real names come out. All right. Right?
So now...
All right. He's an accidental...
All right, so we can agree that we're all fans of this, though, right? We're all fans of the NBA right now. It's in the first round of the playoffs.
No, we're all fanatics of the Lakers, of course. Yeah.
And fanatics of the Lakers, for sure. We just saw the Knicks.
Maury was kind of going to the dark side for a little bit.
Fuck
but
that.
Thank God he's been freed. You know,
touché.
He saw the light. He was saying
about to pay $30 to be part of that wall.
Hell no.
Yes, you were.
You know what's a condition?
Yes, you were.
You know what's a condition of that wall? You know what's a condition of that wall?
To be a fan, like you were about
to be. You can't wear another team's shit. And I'm like, there's no way I'm sitting there. And all the games.
No, I'm Mauricio. He would have been at the wall.
Nah, bro.
Mauricio, he would have been like, for 30 bucks, fuck it.
Bro, you know what's funny, bro? Right now at Crypto, they have a little section. I think it's like 207 where like, yeah, bro, they have a light on them the whole game.
Bro, they're trying to do the soccer thing, bro.
Yes,
into
bro.
The NBA.
And I'm like, dog.
When
you go to Laker game, bro, they don't need to do that. The whole stadium is already it's Laker fans, bro. So I'm like, man.
But here's what I think though with their actual stadium, I think they might get real fans. I think that there's gonna be a lot
I
of
think
Lakers.
There's a lot of real Clipper fans though.
There's a good amount of them.
There's
a
lot of
former Laker fans that got mad when Shaq and Kobe split that went to the Clippers. But
what I think is that now that they're gonna have their own home. Like, a lot of people are probably going to stop rooting for the Lakers and go there because it's more convenient to go to that stadium. I think that stadium is going to eventually get packed.
It's a state-of-the-art stadium, and when it comes to that,
it's going
to
be packed regardless.
Yeah, like, I think so. I mean, it's NBA and all that and whatnot. I'm pretty sure prices are still going to go up, but not to the level of the Lakers. But in my opinion,
you don't think he'll want to make his money back and charge? Oh, he's gonna charge.
Nah, he's gonna break even like the first few years.
I don't think so because it's all about, it's still the demand too.
Well, that's just a part of the NBA. He's gonna rent that shit out for concerts and
that's where he's gonna make up for it.
I mean, they already announced what Bruno Mars, Billy Joel,
Fuerza Regida.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There's a good amount of people
Taylor
going
Swift.
Who?
Taylor Swift, I think, got announced.
Really? Damn, that's crazy. I know. Mm-hmm. I know that Bruno Mars did got two nights and, you know, a lot of the people and whatnot. I think Usher has a couple nights there coming up too as well. So it's like, yeah, that thing's going to be
when popping. Is it done?
It's going to be ready to go, I think, in July.
Fuck.
Because August, they already have concerts.
Just hope that
He would have been there in November, bro.
I would have been there in August if they would have hired me, those that freaking assholes.
Oh, okay. I like that angle you just tried to take. Deflection.
What?
No, you're just saying.
When he sent us that video, bro, of the players coming out, I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
You know, right? What's going on here? Wrong players. I just hear a giggle that it's unfamiliar. I was like, who the fuck is giggling?
Who Manny's giggle is? Because it's been a couple weeks.
Oh, no. I'm talking about in the video.
Sounds unfamiliar to me as well. You know, they won their first game. Do you think that goes long games, the Dallas Mavericks and the
Dallas
Clippers?
Gonna figure it out. I think it's gonna go to seven games. That's a hell of a series.
I feel like their bench is their weak point. I would want the Clippers to
have a stronger bench.
They have a stronger team overall. They have three All-Stars on their starting
but one
five.
Of them's hurt.
Man, quiet, man. Freaking
he's
typical.
Hurt. You're talking about all stars. He's hurt, bro.
Yeah,
bro,
but gets honestly, hurt in the
dude,
playoffs, bro.
When that fool play, bro, I would want to say he's one of the few players that I want to see him, bro. Like,
you're gonna say it again? Say it again? Say it again?
Just is it okay if I say it again? No.
Yeah, it's okay. He's a champion. He's an NBA champion. He was tutored. He He took lessons from the man. So of course you can say it. But it's just like, damn, bro. It's crazy. He's on the wrong team.
He's supposed to be a lot of Kobe essence, bro. Just a lot of Kobe essence.
He's supposed
like,
to be a Laker, man.
That fadeaway.
Well, he was coming
he did
over.
His 30 on July 4th.
That fool has massive hands too, man.
That's why they call him the Claw.
Fucking massive hands. You could just see how it's just like.
Why do you think they call him the Claw?
Kobe had those massive.
Hands, that's man. The only thing that Jordan did. Jordan had big ass hands. Pause. You know what I'm saying?
Pause. No, did he?
You know what I'm saying? So it'd be interesting, man. The Clippers. This is their last chance to win in Crypto. Or to even do something there. And I don't know, man.
I don't
man.
Think they're going to go to the finals, bro.
I would. You know what my prayer is, bro? That this is the year that we get Clippers-Lakers in the playoffs at some point, bro. That'd be dope, bro. We never got that.
If we at least steal today's game.
You know?
We were up right now, right?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
If we steal the today's game.
They were closing
the glass. I definitely feel this team can make some noise in the playoffs.
Lakers game one, it depends. We're heavily dependent on two players. I think more D'Lo, but Austin Reeves too. Where were you at, dog?
But I've seen a difference in this team since the All-Star break. And
that's usually what happens every year.
Nah, but it's different this year. It's like the difference was that the guys that mattered didn't get hurt during this time.
Yeah, Anthony Davis played 77 games.
Usually, we make a push after the playoffs, but we have a lot of injuries or a lot of like, oh shit. LeBron.
It was more role players this time around.
Yeah,
like Vanderbilt, so, like Gabe Vincent didn't play almost the whole season.
Man, he
Christian
he got
Wood.
Hurt last half of the season, the last part of the first part of the season.
Yes, so I'm saying like, he didn't start playing until like March almost.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but he's still not playing to the potential.
To the end,
like,
that's his fool.
You know? But I feel this team can definitely, if everything just lines up, if all the stars align for the Lakers and the shooting gets in point, other teams have injuries, it has to be a lot of things for the Lakers to just, it's like some, there's an ounce of luck that happens, you know, fortune. And I feel like this year, the luck might be on our side. But who's to say?
Yeah, man, it starts right now. Like I said, last game, D'Angelo Russell was he got like 20 plus shots, bro, and only made I think like nine of those shots.
He started hard today,
so it's very dependent on him because as LeBron and AD are doing their part, they need that third party to, and then by it's either gonna be him by third default third. Or by committee, if you will.
Can I say
that someone needs to step up each game to fucking fill that role?
Can I say something to your point? So are you the fan in the NBA and as a Lakers fan, are you the fan that says you'd rather outscore a team than play defense? That's what I'm hearing.
I think that there's certain roles. I would expect D'Angelo Russell to make more of his shots than his
that's
defense.
What I'm saying, that's also
part as far as from him as a player. That's his also player.
A he's form not of known defense. For defense.
Yeah, but that's a form of defense. Like. To make the other player, the other team tired of how offensive you're going.
You know what I mean? You know? Yeah, his offense is defense, yes.
Because I feel championships, yes, he needs to hit shots, but I feel as a collective, the team needs to play defense.
Yes, like for me, what's his name? The defensive anchor is Anthony Davis. And then when it comes to the wings, like Austin Reeves, he's also the younger player, so his feet have to move and whatnot, like in that aspect. So I feel like it's him, and as we spoke earlier, Vanderbilt says that guy's a glue on. If we had him right now, Jamal Murray, dude, like he's one that he's but you he's know what glues
okay,
onto.
So
with
you're
guys.
Saying that, right? But you know then I mean? Guess what? What happens on offense?
You're gonna lose a guy that shoots a shot.
They leave him open because he can't shoot.
He can't shoot, but Vanderbilt.
So that's what I'm saying.
What,
like,
Vanderbilt,
if we're
going
to have D'Lo after the All-Star break, started playing defense, started playing the passing lane, started getting a couple steals here and there, you know?
Vanderbilt, though,
he's not like a lockdown defender, but he's playing a little bit of defense as a collective to help the team in rotation. Like right now, you just saw D'Lo. He had to pick up Jokic.
See, you said that
was just part of the rotation. At least he's rotating, because other times in the past, he'll let the guy just go to the fucking basket and shit, and that's fucking frustrating myself.
You were saying something about Vanderbilt. One thing I like about Vanderbilt that I noticed, and this is the LeBron effect, is that even though Vanderbilt...
He does get you like 8 points.
He gets you the points, and when they matter, I feel like. And it's also like LeBron finds him his spots that he needs to. Like, it's not maybe not be like a crazy like... But he makes his kind of find his own shot, but he's just cutting at the right time, or he's fucking at the right, like has a good three that he hits and shit like that.
He can, but all the best players that play with LeBron are shooters, are knockdown,
or like, people that can cut, or no, like for example, Caruso. One thing that was that made
Caruso could hit threes.
He hit threes, but one thing that he was great with LeBron was when LeBron he would cut. LeBron would find him and shit.
He wasn't static.
That's the same thing with Reeves. But the thing is, Vando, I feel like that's where it's. I love him. Trust me. I love it. He locks up players like Curry and all that. But when you put him on the other end is where teams exploit his weaknesses.
And I think like when a player like Vando too, you just need him to also crash offensive boards.
He might come back next. Well, he's going to come back.
He crashes offensive boards because you have a person like D'Lo to the right of him that's shooting 20 shots. So you need someone to crash boards and to box out. Help box out Jokic. I know that he's not a big dude, but he's still like it's just another body there, you know. So that's kind of what I'm hoping there for the Lakers and whatnot. But yeah, all
right.
The Knicks won today. Wait, did you guys see La Caída the Kid Cudi?
What?
Dude, he
was at Coachella. Yeah. He was performing that song with David Guetta, and then if it was like
Memories.
Yeah, and then like, bro, he was probably like, it was probably as tall as that thing where the screen is at, and he jumps off and like
eats it.
Yeah, dude, and he's like, he noticed immediately. He's like, I broke my foot.
He broke his foot.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. And honestly, it's funny because this year's Coachella lineup felt like a lot of like. Rejects. They might have rejected people back in the like a couple years ago. Yeah, bro. Like seriously, like. Bro, think about a lot of people that were there. There were people that aren't making new music right now.
Okay, like who?
Kid Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
Lupe Fiasco, but T-Pain.
But Coachella is a place where they bring a lot of people from, like, that have history in music, too.
This year, it felt like it was more like that. They always have people that are trending as well.
This year, the big one.
Peso Pluma was there.
But the big closers, they weren't as big as
previous. I mean, the last year was Beyonce. What bigger can you get than Beyonce?
Last year's was big, bro. Last year, Beyonce had Beyonce.
You had Bad Bunny.
And all the people underneath too were alive.
The Gorillaz.
Them next year. So who's big person?
I think that this year, I think honestly they were trying to hopefully get like Taylor Swift and get like those, but they decided.
You know why they can't get Taylor Swift? She's on tour.
She was done with her tour already, bro.
She's going to Europe right now.
Right now, but that was the big.
She can't do people, something when she just got off tour. She needs a break, bro. She's human. She can't just
But a lot of people were hoping that even her bag. Even her fans were hoping that there was an opportunity for them to see them here in the U.S. would be Coachella. But that's why I feel like that didn't fall through because of that reason. She probably wanted to take a break before all that. I'm not saying that it's
She was traveling to go to games and then doing a tour.
I'm saying that was what they were hoping for, and it didn't. Maybe for next year, but this year, it felt like it was a lot of that. For example, Billie Eilish wasn't even like on the headline or anything. They brought her out because I feel like they needed that.
But that's what I'm saying. You guys don't. That's like, I get what you're saying, but I'm also, you have to understand the artist's perspective of. They got lives and they can't go to every Coachella.
They even had Karol G last year too.
They had a lot. Last year's theme was like
one day was like all like the Hispanic artists and whatnot because Eladio was there, Kali Uchis was there. Like I got to see them on the live
Becky
and whatnot.
Becky G was there too.
Becky G, like
that's
good
what I'm saying. Like every year, they can't do that every year.
No, they can't. But that's what I'm saying. Like because they go for a theme, and I feel like Taylor Swift, your headliners kind of will make out your theme. You know who their big headliner
that's
was?
That's also off brand. I don't think that's so pop that it feel a little low key off brand because Coachella has a lot of big artists, but it's a lot of indie artists.
But
too.
That's why that's how the theme goes. Where you
Drake
go,
hasn't
where,
even
where,
been at Coachella, has
not
he?
In a long time. He was there
when it was just starting off.
Kendrick Lamar did it too. Like it was. Like his year was like again they go for themes, yeah. And I think if it would have been Taylor Swift, it would have been a lot more heavy pop theme artists and whatnot. So
but the thing that they're also known for starting off with like up and coming artists, and then they end with the big
name.
This year they didn't have like those huge names.
Okay,
do you know who the big name was though for this year that did pull a lot of people? The Return of No Doubt.
But that's what they do a lot too. They bring like the Coachella one time had a holographic Tupac.
Yeah.
Holographic.
Last year they brought back Blink 182.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's maybe.
So that's what I'm saying. Like No Doubt was, don't get me wrong. Again, a lot of people fuck with No Doubt. That was like, it was their first show in like 10 years.
That's a huge band.
And they're about to do a tour too. That's why this was their first like to kick it off, I think. But, you know, that was their big thing and whatnot. But, I would hope that like the one that you brought up, that Coachella when they brought out Tupac, that was when Snoop Dogg was the headliner and whatnot with Dr. Dre. Like that was a huge one, bro.
But Snoop Dogg at that time hadn't dropped a song maybe like in a few years. Like your catalog is usually what if you haven't performed in so long, a lot of people want to see that. Like oh, he hasn't been on.
But the crazy thing is that again, these names that I'm naming weren't even the headliners though. They were just like.
They were just there.
Yeah,
Snoop
like
Dogg was. You just said it.
I'm talking about in the ones
this year.
T-Pain and those guys. Like, did you see what happened with T-Pain?
No.
They some guy he gave him a hit and run and like they rear-ended his truck and it took off and he was talking about it on IG. Stage? No, on IG. I think it was already after Coachella.
Oh.
So it was like he was like, man, I know times are rough. But he's like, don't be doing this stuff, guys. And then he's like, and whoever hit me, you fucked up because your whole front end is right here. So I know exactly who you are. And this
why
is
they let the license plate,
stay there, I think. Dumbass. So, bro, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta be careful with what you do.
I mean, but I think what also an issue is right now is a lot of industry plans. Like this whole beef with Drake and everybody, they're talking about splits and fucking who has more money and all this shit.
You guys see the Kanye interview that came out today or something like that?
I seen clips, not the whole thing.
He was talking about that Drake has a baby daddy in the industry. Yeah, and gets him all the Lucian numbers. Well, and all this shit.
I mean, Drake's been talking about that guy Lucian, the head of Universal. So I mean. But the thing is, Kanye at one point was on his good side too. It's just now he's not. You know what I'm saying? So there's also this thing going on.
Well, you talk about plans. Bobby died off.
Who Ryan was on there recently.
Yeah, she was just with Ryan though.
I know, but like she at one point she was like all over. Now I rarely see her like pop out. I mean, I
think she's
out.
Still doing interviews. I just think like the algorithm isn't doing
the real the one. The video I saw of her recently, she had like this female rapper on, and then she that girl took her to the club, and she looks just so uncomfortable.
No. Did you see the one that black girl? Right?
yeah.
That took her to the club. That black girl, bro, did not know the difference between musician and magician. Go watch the clip, bro. That shit gotta be the most. She's like, I'm not a musician. I don't do tricks. I'm like, and she kept trying to explain. She said, no, like you do music, right? Yeah, I do music. So that makes you a
musician.
A musician. And then she's like, I'm not a magician. Bro, I was dying, bro. Like, and it's just like, this girl's saying how she takes everything serious and all this shit. And then you over here saying some shit like that. Like, it don't even make sense. I got to show it to you, bro. Because this girl had me like, what the fuck
is yeah so like she's died off in the sense that like I don't think her a lot of her guests are like, for example, Drake was just the one that just fucking threw her
he
out.
He blew her, yeah,
you know what I mean? She had J Balvin on too, I believe.
Maluma,
I believe.
Both
yeah.
of them. No, oh, she had like both of them, yeah.
Okay, so then she's had those names, but I just feel like they're just not pushing her musician. As much, you know what I mean? But I still definitely see stuff.
You today so I can get to know you.
So I'm a musician. Mm-hmm. What the fuck that mean? Make magic or something? What is musician?
I think that's. What I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician. I make music. That's not all I do. I make music. I act. I'm a TV star too.
Hold on, I got one more question for you.
Just really quick, I think you're confusing.
I'm not confusing nothing because you don't know. You business. Thought that all I was a magician or whatever the fuck you said.
See, that's what I think you think I said. No, I said musician, I think, not what, magician.
I don't think. What is that? That's ghetto. I don't think.
But we're not to know the difference, though. Like, I'm just being
so
real.
You think.
Bro, there's a lot of people that graduated that shit. I'm going to just say that.
Okay, so what grade do you think she checked out of high school? Because you can still go and check out.
Dog, she went through high school. She just.
What grade did she check out?
The ninth grade, bro. Ninth grade.
So,
because magician, bro. Magician. Like, come on, bro. All right, my last question to you guys for wrap up. What was the last movie that was like hyped you guys up? That you're like, oh, I want like the trailer.
Dune.
Bro. Dune.
Literally.
The second part.
Okay. Before that. Before Dune.
He wants to bring up Deadpool and Wolverine. That's the next movie I want to watch.
Is that what the hype? You're hyped for that movie?
I'm just wondering. I'm asking you guys a question right now.
I don't know. I never was hype on any Deadpool movies. I watched them because they came out, but I was never like, oh shit, Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool. Like, let me go watch it.
Nah, but this is Wolverine and Deadpool.
But Wolverine too.
No, but I'm just asking you guys.
I was never hype on I like X-Men too, but have you guys seen the 97 X-Men on?
Not the newer one.
That's right, but I don't like how like you don't see ass and tits like you used to.
That's what everybody complained about.
That shit bothers me.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what made me a little hombrecito, you know what I'm saying? Like I was like, oh shit, ass and tits, what is that? And then next thing you know, you start getting like to the next level of other stuff that you're seeing that you're like, oh, I like girls. So
for me, it was the last Spider-Man movie that came out. The last Spider-Man movie that came out was the one that I was.
This man just said cartoons made him realize that he liked women.
Bro, they make porn anime, bro. What are you talking about?
Anime porn. Yes.
Anime porn.
So hentai, dog.
I ain't never seen it, but I'm just saying.
I've scrolled by it, but I'm just saying.
Scrolled by it. Damn, what?
Bro.
Let me go through my movies real quick, and just because I'm like curious to think. The last one
Hey, you guys can't even lie, first of all, because sometimes there'd be ads of the anime porn. So you've been somewhat exposed to Lois getting pounded, bro. Or Marge.
Right, it's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
It's disgusting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog. Like,
that's not hentai, though.
No, I'm just saying that it's anime porn. It's cartoon porn. Like,
the last movie that had me like that, Inception, during COVID.
You were just hyped for it?
No, Inception. I was so pissed that, you know, I had to go to Santa Barbara, damn near almost to Santa Barbara to watch that movie because all the movies in the valley were closed during COVID.
But why would you need to go watch it in the theater?
It was during COVID.
Inception.
You haven't seen
it? Nah, bro. You're thinking of Tenet.
Tenet, my bad. But it's a
movie. I was like, what happened in 2009 or some shit?
Matter of fact, Inception was another movie before that. But at that type of movie.
He's like, it came out during COVID? Is my timeline fucked up?
Yeah, bro, you fucked me up right now. I was like, what? That shit didn't come out. I was like, Nelson, the Mandela effect.
Did Enzo break the code?
Everybody's years got fucked up during COVID. So yeah, I did fuck that up. But nah.
Conspiracy ran out,
Inception,
bro.
Inception was another movie that...
You're right, because I haven't seen Tenet.
Before that time, Inception was a movie when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh shit. And anything...
If I'm not mistaken, it's on HBO, bro. You can watch it.
Okay. It's a good movie.
Is it like Inception in that?
Tenet is... it's like Inception, but it's more of a mind fuck.
So because I really got to pay attention.
Yeah, but you still want to get it the first
time. Okay, for sure.
That's how fuck your mind fuck will be.
Interesting.
Did you understand Tenet?
No.
I still don't get it.
I think I told
like,
you guys.
I rewatch it, and every time I rewatch it, I get something like, oh, and it's like, fuck, but what does this mean, though? And it's like, you got to rewatch it again because it's like a puzzle, bro. Like, you won't get it on the first try.
It's because... When you first start watching it, you feel like it's a normal movie.
Right. Very
normal. You're not told that there's going to be mystery.
It has like
you start watching it like a normal action film.
You ever seen an inverted curveball?
And then it just goes,
you know, woo! You know how other movies have curveballs?
Yeah.
This has an inverted curveball. You get why I say that? It's inverted, bro. And with that being said... Go watch Civil War because I haven't seen it yet. Let me know how.
Whack. Go watch that. The Outsider on HBO Max. That was a good series. I just watched.
Oh, go watch Dune. No, matter of fact, how you like Shogun? It's about to end.
I still like it.
That shit.
It's a slow burn.
It is a slow burn.
Slow burn, bro. But it's an entertaining slow burn. It's not a bad slow burn, in my opinion.
Bro, when the guy fucking said, "Don't do this and don't go kill yourself," or "I'm gonna kill myself," and he kills himself. Fuck. Yes, bro. Yes, bro.
Nah, it's because there's a scene. Spoiler alert to all you people.
It's in episode like 6 or 7.
There's a scene where like this general. So there's this general who he's in charge of Edo, and he has to basically renounce to everything. And he tells all his soldiers because when a guy in charge renounces, all his soldiers have to go commit suicide as well. So he tells them, "We're gonna go, like we're all gonna go die out there."
And they're like,
"And
nah.
They're like, nah, like we because they gotta fight. They know what the how fuck? Powerful the guy is that they're like, nah, we can fight it. We can
they
overcome
even think
it.
It's a strategy. They're like, what do you have up your sleeve? Tell us. Like, yeah,
they want to know the plan. But the thing is that when the series first begins, there's an interesting quote that they have." Where it explains that moment, where it says that a man has three hearts.
Right.
One in his mouth, which he shows the world. One in his chest that he shows his friends and family.
And then the one that no one knows.
And then the heart that no one knows but
only
himself.
He does, yeah. That's a fact.
So, like, that's the in the first episode that quote is given, when they get to... what is that city? Osaka. When they get to Osaka, that quote is given for you to understand the series. Because if you understand that quote, you understand like the whole cultural thing that's happening. So that moment, it's like he knows what needs to be done, but he doesn't want to share it to his commanders because he has to make everybody believe that he's actually giving up. And in that moment, because later on, like in the episode, after the guy, you know, self-deletes himself and everything, his best friend self-deletes. And when his best friend self-deletes...
He's like a mentor best friend of his and shit.
Yeah, like basically everybody then believes he has given up.
But guess what? He not only self-deletes, but he tells his son, come second me.
Yeah. And when he tells his son, chop off my head. So like, that's like, a crazy scene.
When he
says,
come second me, that means you're going to be the... If this shit don't kill me...
You got to kill me.
Yeah.
So see, he sees his best friend sacrifice
and his
himself.
Dad, the son is like, let me do this with you too.
Right.
And he's like, no, nah. Your life is precious. Like, it's
but
such
check,
a crazy
but check
scene.
This out.
All this,
even, like the fact that he sacrificed his prior to that, his son died. So he got a little bit of grace to mourn his son. So he didn't have to go get killed, do the suicide thing. Right. He gets those 45, 60 days or something. Then he gets another 45, 60 days because his homie just did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
this whole time he's strategizing.
Yes, it's all like buying him time.
And then they're like, then the last episode, he goes, "Thank you both for dying." He's like, "The time that you guys bought me has been precious, and it will not go to waste."
And then what happens with the translator?
Yeah,
she does the same fucking thing.
Dude, the fact that he's
he
like,
was like, "Yo, it's your turn to go fucking line up." It's your turn. Then she's like, "I'll go," and she's been wanting to die the whole fucking season, bro. With the because of her legacy and her family.
It's all about honor,
honor, and death, and all death before dishonor, bro. Yeah. That's where that whole lingo comes from. Death before dishonor.
Yeah, so, samurais don't fuck around.
Shogun, go watch that shit, and man,
I need to watch it now.
Dang, last episode comes tomorrow.
Yes, tonight.
Good.
I watch it every fucking Monday night, 12 o'clock. I'm watching that shit.
So Tuesday morning, cool.
I watch it when I get home.
I bust the same. This show was that good.
It's on Hulu.
This show was that good.
I get to binge it though because I don't like.
This show was just like as good as like Boba Fett and all those other shows.
It's a lot. It's a lot of talking. Like, it's a drama of talking.
But that's why
it's a slow burn, bro.
But that's why I like being able to binge it.
I feel like the first five episodes, it's kind of a slow burn, but it's in those from like 5 to 7.
Nah, I would say the first four episodes are world building.
But because
they're building
slow.
The world.
It doesn't feel slow.
Nah, they're world building.
It's the middle ones that are like, oh shit, this is a slow burn.
Because one of my favorite parts is when they, I think it's on the second episode, if I'm not mistaken, where they take the guy, that the English guy, and he tells them how the Portuguese have been lying to them.
Oh yeah.
And he shows them, he's like,
they split up.
This is the first
west.
Time that Japan is like, well, one person in Japan. Well,
the general finds out that
the world has a world map.
Right.
He thinks like
they're the only ones.
That Japan and Portugal are the only countries.
Oh, wow.
So this is the first moment that he understands.
He finds out that
like,
the English are splitting them up. The Christian, the Catholics and the Protestants are splitting them up by territory and shit.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh shit,
crazy,
I landed
bro.
This territory.
So it's like politics, religion, because the Catholics are trying to take over Japan.
Right, and the English are the Protestants. So he's trying to come over
and
fuck the them up for what they're doing.
It's
so,
a crazy,
it's
bro.
A dope-ass show.
We'll check it out for sure.
You got to.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys.
So with that being said, Shogun, they need to get a check because we just gave y'all sick-ass publicity.
And go Lakers.